tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks to be here and to share with us for 20 minutes, half an hour. What we want to show you and explain it, because we think it can be interesting for you.
Sorry.
Is it the Rocky Horror Show or the Spanish Revolution?
Hey, come on, guys. Hey, these guys are just about to start their presentation.
It's just quick little introduction to what's going on. Basically, we're going to show a few shorts, some really nice little shorts, which kind of capture the true feeling of what's going on, the amazing things that have gone on in Spain over the last few weeks. In our case, we're both living in Barcelona. Show that, and then just go through and just give a little bit of presentation.
Yeah, we will show a few pictures that they will be on the back.
Hopefully. Tech.
And later we will be speaking a little bit with those pictures there that you could see at the same time. And just to say before to start, we are in the Barcelona group, but at the same transition group, but we have been really, really engaged in what has happened there. And for us, it's very exciting. And it has been a really amazing awakening, and for us, this is really transition. You know? So, it has been a bit strange for us that many people didn't know anything about what was happening there. Of course, there's people that they knew something, but that's why taking profit that we were here, we thought it could be interesting to make like sort of self-organized talk for you, and well, I hope you will enjoy and learn something.
So we'll start off with just a few little shorts, maybe about 10 minutes or so, and then go on to actually in-depth a little bit more and then open it up. So just nice and brief.
Don't worry, it's going to be brief, okay? No more than half an hour. The light?
It's at the back there.
If you can switch it off.
So the little play there was the homage to classic Catalonia. I'm sure many of you have read a bit of George Orwell. His famous book, Classic Catalonia, where we were living for a while.
Could you say who you are? Introduce yourselves.
I am. Yeah, well, if you don't know. Well, me, I'm Juan del Rio. I've been involved in transition since 2 years and a half ago. In fact, I started with this because I was studying a master in sustainability, and the research of that master, it was about transition, and I went to Totnes. I was there for a week, and it was very, very funny. In fact, I've never asked you, Ben, how was your reaction when you came home and you find all the game we made for you?
There were about 7 people from Spain and Portugal who came to visit, and they all stayed at my house. And I was going away for one of the weekends, and I thought, should I let them have the house during the weekend? And in the end, I did, and it was cleaner than when I came back. And they set up a beautiful treasure hunt in the house going through that. It was very, very honouring and very special.
That's it, because we were thinking, I mean, he has been amazing with us, what kind of gift we can give to him. And because we were in Schumacher College making a game during the night, the Predator, if I remember well. Predator, if I remember well. So we started to think, oh, come on, what can we do? And well, we will make a game that probably another time he will explain you better.
Well, and Duncan Crowley from Ireland, and I've been in Barcelona since 2006, and I suppose I'm sort of more from the activist world. I first sort of really realised that transition was really turning into something when I was doing radio interviews in front of the riot police in Kingsnorth with Adrienne from Lewis, just after the police were being extremely violent with sides of shields into people. But then a lovely magic space opened up, and people started talking about why they were taking action and what was driving people and what was going on. And it was a really, really special moment, and then it sort of seemed that all these people in Britain who were such passionate people were all at home, totally involved in transition. That's when I finally got, this transition thing is definitely turning into something. Back to Spain, chatting away to people, and then pretty quickly we set up a group, and a Hope group, Barcelona Hope, because Barcelona's a big city, and been at it since, and still climate camps and action as well. For me, there is no difference. It's all about steps, whatever steps people are taking to get the transition to that actual sustainable place, you know? And it's been a beautiful journey, so it's lovely to actually finally meet some of yous, because it's my first time meeting the yous kind of properly. So
here we are.
So, anyway, that's the Spanish Revolution is not just limited to Spain, so if you're getting inspired, you know where to go. Back to your local.
Even if internationally speaking they put that brand, but yeah, it has nothing to do.
Okay, so we'll just say that. Okay.
This starts around 2 months ago, okay? So it's now. There's nothing over time.
I'm going to keep on talking away, but time does its thing.
I'm here again. Yeah, if you have...
What triggered the revolution on that particular day? I mean, why did Why did people go into the square in Barcelona?
Well, normally we will speak about that later, but...
Don't these people have jobs to go to?
This is the point. And we will speak about it. The situation is very bad at the moment.
12 days into Barcelona's occupation, the police came to clean the square. That resulted in a lot of violence only from the police. This has been a peaceful revolution from day one, from minute one, which is very important to stress. The police came with a lot of violence, including rubber bullets. Nearly 140 people were injured, four severely. So one person very, very seriously was. Anyway. Last banner said, "Together we can."
Barcelona or where?
No.
Not only in Spain, in many other places, but I mean, this is like a sort of evolution about what happened in the north of Africa. Definitely the situation of the southern countries of Europe is different, but we could say that it's sort of evolution of that, the continuation. Yeah.
So why do you say this is revolution rather than protest, but with good music?
I mean, it's not that I decided this.
No. What's the difference? What makes it revolution?
Probably because, I don't know if it was the media or who started to call revolution what happened in northern countries of Africa. So maybe for that.
And pretty quickly, and because of the communication tools that have enabled so much of this, which I think also has enabled transition to go viral because of the tools and spaces that open up, pretty quickly the hashtag, that symbol down there, the two lines, Spanish Revolution was the tag that was being used to communicate about this topic. And so, placards of Spanish Revolution, etc., etc. Mm. Within, I think, 3 days, it was on the front page of the Washington Post.
Okay, so can I ask that question in a different way then? What's meant by the use of the word revolution in this situation? What does it mean? What do people think it means? What do they want to do?
Yeah. A huge change in not so much time, probably. But a revolution doesn't mean to be... Yeah. A revolution doesn't mean at all to be violent, okay?
We call it evolution, actually. We use the word revolution, but in many demonstrations we're like, we want to change the word revolution from revolution to evolution.
It was re-evolution, in fact.
Yeah. It's like a shift in the way we operate, like the society, how it's organized. Evolve. Did I answer your question?
It feels like you're trying to leverage what has been reported in the mainstream Western media about the Arab Revolution, a rejection of corruption and saying, hey, this isn't just happening in the Arab world, it's happening just as much in so-called Western democracies, and we're not going to take it either. Yeah. And you are leveraging this domino effect of protest and revolution in Arab countries and saying, well, you guys are no better, and we want an end to it too. Is that right?
Probably, yeah.
This is the impression I get
the
from
point
these
is that
movies.
The second, the situation in Egypt, for example, is very different to the situation in Spain. But because of the elections that they happened 2 days after all this started, the municipal elections, probably the most important argument it was to do with all this political system. But in fact, it was like the thing that make all these people to be together. But the important, it wasn't only this. It was all the projects and all the things that has happened at the beginning in these squares and later in many other places, because as we will explain you right now, the re-evolution of this movement, it has been a process of relocalization to the different areas of the city. And right now, if the first weeks, I can speak a lot about Madrid, maybe she can do it, but in Barcelona we were having assemblies, meetings of people of around 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 people, even more, every night.
For how long?
So we're having assemblies 1 month and a half. The three first weeks of this size, later smaller, much smaller. But, well, as you can understand, people can't be sleeping on the square forever, because they have obviously their own lives, their own things to do. But imagine to decide everything, which I don't say that this is the best way, but to decide everything by consensus, more than 1,000 people. This is for everyone there, because there were people from many different social movements and from many with many experiences, also foreign people. It was like an opportunity of learning a new thing, because nothing like that has happened in Spain before. Excuse me. That's before. I'm sorry, Ben. Do you wanted to say something?
We just perceived it in the Swiss media, because they love when democratic movements happen somewhere, as a revolution, because it's not a protest against the Zapatero party for the moment. It's against the structure of the system,
yeah,
that you just have two parties to vote and both more or less do the same, that there's not enough choice or variety in the democratic system.
Right.
And that makes it, to me, to a revolution and not a protest against this party, because the others will continue the same way.
Is exactly. It's right. Against the banks, against the democratic system we're living in, which in England is quite the same. And
So are you saying...
It's generalising it. It's saying there is another way forward. It doesn't have to be like this. It's not, we don't like austerity, but we don't really have an alternative to it. It's saying there is an alternative to it, and we're going to meet together in a mass number of people, as many of us can, to work out what that is about, and develop that idea, and develop our power to create alternatives.
Mm.
And that is the difference. That is the difference between a revolution and a protest.
Mm-hmm.
That's to me what transition is about.
Yeah.
It's about developing alternatives too, rather than we're against that.
I think with exactly that, it's people. Some are calling it democracy 2.0, using the tools to maybe enable a better way to actually make it a more participative system. That more people are actually helping design the sort of world they want to live in, which for me, that's what transition is going to be.
Absolutely.
Excuse me, Ben?
Could you give us the narrative? What was the trigger? Then what happened? What was the lead in to that?
This is what we wanted, but questions started to arise. So
this is your floor.
So at the beginning it was like a really spontaneous thing. Well, it has been very spontaneous since the beginning, in fact. And well, the trigger point, it was the elections, because come on, we were thinking again, it's going to happen the same. Doesn't matter who is going to win. For example, for instance, in Barcelona, the party that is in the government, they had just the 18% of the votes. So that this because it was like around 10% they vote in, I don't know how to call it in English, but white vote. It exists, yeah?
Yeah, like it just putting in the paper without spoiling it,
no,
just putting in an empty vote.
No,
and
blind
vote.
Vote. Blind vote, that's blind it, blind vote. And around 60% didn't go to vote. Just to demonstrate, most of them, that really, I don't want this democratic system. Almost.
So just the dates of that, so Sunday the 15th of May was the first day of this action throughout Spain, demonstrations in the streets, finishing in the squares.
Yeah.
In Madrid, people
and it started in Madrid.
People decided to occupy the square. The police came in, heavy violence, and then the reaction to that was going, no, we're taking the square. This is too important. We have to reclaim our lives.
This is our agora. This is a public space, and we can use it because we want to make our democracy, not yours.
And
this is how it starts.
And then the vote was on the 22nd of May, which was the Sunday, the following Sunday. No, was it Sunday?
Yeah.
And there was an interesting moment because they said that there's a day of reflection, the day before the votes, when you're not allowed to kind of go out and try to persuade people to one side or the other. Spain is quite a separated, there's big political sides there from its history. And it was a big worry that the police were going to come in then, that night. People were ready to confront in a peaceful way, but they didn't. The votes went, people voted, some people didn't. And then it just kept on carrying on because people, within that short space of time, something magic had opened. People were talking, people were just going, hold on, we can just completely change things. We can do it. And everybody started coming. And it's because sometimes, like, there's some lovely articles written about it. Some local writers and some outsiders living there. But they were saying how, like, you know, sometimes people go down to the square to kind of, let's check out this kind of freaky thing, not knowing too much about it. Then they go down, they kind of go, woof, like, there's a special feeling there. And then they're going, actually, they're making sense, yeah. And then, very shortly, they're actually participating. So then they've become part of it. And then the next layer, and then the next, and the next layer.
In some sense, we could say that the squares, they were like a sort of transition initiative. Because, I mean that way, with a lot of... But look, it was self-organized. The different working groups that they appeared because people wanted to make those groups. It was totally peaceful. It was totally horizontal. It was spontaneous. It was creative. It was positive. People there were laughing, sharing things, very cooperative. Look, we had a fantastic kitchen that was giving food to everyone. We have a garden that was improvised in the middle of the square. We were growing our own food in the city center of Barcelona.
Based on cultural principles.
Yeah. You know, imagine. Yeah, no. Because people from outside of Barcelona expressing permaculture, they wanted to be there to make, and they were making permaculture courses. Well, it was amazing. I give a talk about transition there one afternoon. There were a group of education, a group of healthcare, group of action, group of communication, group of, because all these videos, they have been made by people that they were working there with their own computers. They were sleeping there, they were waking up in the morning, and they started to work.
How long did that go on for the people staying there overnight?
They're still
there.
They're not
there.
Eviction last Wednesday.
Last Wednesday?
Yeah, around 10 days ago, something like this.
Oh.
Yeah.
For over
6 weeks now.
Around 6 weeks, more or less. In
is that true?
In every square, it has been different. Like every initiative.
That's Barcelona City. Just basically, a while ago, there was the call to because a lot of people come into the square to participate in what was going on. But it's hard to sustain that because, you know, you've got your life, you've got your work, if you have work, etc., no? So then it was, okay, well, let's take it back, because Barcelona has a very strong sense of local community. Spain in general has very strong established communities. They still have their local market that's been there for hundreds of years, in our case, 700 years, no? And people still use it, okay? People have their local festivals, they've party, they have a very strong sense of community. So people says, take it back to the local. So people have gone back to the local, organised local, connect even further at the local, which that'll make sense to all of us transitioners here, no? So now this is the city of Barcelona with the 23 nodal points,
yeah,
which is from maybe 2 weeks ago.
Right now there's even more than these.
Yeah,
okay.
So people are connecting like on further, deeper levels than they were connecting in the past. And there's commissions. Similar when you look at the commissions in your transition group, it's the same sort of transitions. People aren't doing a transition project in, say, Claude or Poblenou or whatever, but what they're doing is the same. They're talking about the exact same thing that transition is talking about. Where I am, people are like, yeah, they're looking at alternative currencies, local economies. We're looking around for spaces to produce food, etc. You know, so it's been so much stuff happening in such a short space of time, which sometimes happens nowhere. These just magic moments open and people just have profound changes. They're really, truly moved. They learn a huge amount in a very short space of time. That's always going to stick with them. Like Manuel Castells, the author, wrote about this, that, you know, people who are connecting and doing this, they're always going to think about how to participate in the sort of world they want in a totally different way because of these experiences. Regardless how this turns out, people have been moved. So...
to add something to that, I think the magic thing about all this is there's no leadership. That's the amazing thing.
Excuse me, can you present yourself, please?
Oh, sorry. I'm Julia, I'm from Madrid, and I live like this very closely because I live like 2 minutes away from Sol, which is one of the main squares that you've seen in the images, and I like being very involved in the movement as well. And for me, what is really amazing, and I haven't realized that till I got to this conference, is that it's really transition is what they are saying, you know. But the amazing thing is that people have organized without a leadership, and they are doing transition without any models and any guidance, and that's amazing, you know. I get goosebumps because of that, you know. It's like, how the hell can they organize in a period of 2 months so well that it's like working in a national scale, and Barcelona, Madrid, like we're far from each other, but we're organizing that
really
similar
well connected.
Way.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Look, after she goes first, but just a second. Imagine after 1 week, there were 650 camps all around the world. Okay, so it was
650, wow.
Yeah. After 1 week, later they went more. So this means that also in France, in Italy, in Portugal, in Greece, definitely, in the United States, smaller, in many places. It was a guy in Siberia that he was manifesting himself and saying, I'm indignant. I don't know how to say it. So imagine, it was indignant.
Well, actually, I think we can learn from 1989 as well. I was 18 at the time and I was in Berlin. I know what it meant, or I saw the people celebrating, and actually it was the same thing. No one thought that DDR would come out or the wall would break down. That was something impossible to think. And it was really quite impressive to be there at New Year's Eve in Berlin, see all the people dancing on the wall and tearing it down. I think it's possible. We can learn from that. Mm-hmm. And people have the power.
That was, believe me, that was a real community. I mean, we were sharing everything. It was, when we were, for example, the 27th of May, and we were sitting down close to the police for about 7 hours, it was really hot, but it's not like here. So it was really hot, very sunny, and people from everywhere, they were buying obviously with their own money, food, water, and everyone was sharing everything there. So, okay, I have sun cream, so please let me, but like this with everyone. And the police were there, and we were looking to their eyes, and they were thinking, I mean, we would be sit there with them, you know?
Spain has an incredibly different political history over the last 80 years to Britain, particularly because of the anarchist revolution, and an extraordinarily strong history of self-education and participation. And does it feel to you different in Spain than it does here in Britain, partly because of that history, or was that too far up, too long ago, and forgotten by most people?
I think it's still relevant.
Yeah,
I think people remember what went on. Like there is anarchists involved. There's people who were very inspired by anarchists. But people remember. Like for example, some of the transition stuff that we're talking about that exists in like Barcelona's the only city within living memory in Western Europe to have gone through a revolution. No, so like alternative currencies, food production, distribution. Etc. etc. That was going on then, you know. But I think it's as an outsider arriving in, you kind of weird eyes when you look at these things now. But I think it's kind of inbuilt into people there that there's a bit of a skepticism against that the leaders, regardless of the political whatever the makeup of someone, of the overall powers sorting all the problems. There's a lot more get up and go and sort your own things, regardless of someone's whatever sort of politically whatever they are, but just, you know, just self-initiative and auto-organizing.
The core problem is exactly the same everywhere. I mean, it's this neoliberalism economy that we have. And in Britain, I guess that you have like the right party and the left party. And that happens more or less everywhere, you know? Like, you have like, no?
No.
We have the right party, the slightly less right party, and the do whatever they can to get into power.
Okay, so far less similar, there are not many options in general, you know, so more or less one thing is the same as the other. Like, if they're in power, they do whatever they want in the end, no?
Yeah.
I mean, and they don't take into consideration the population. So that's more or less the situation everywhere in every developed country. So that's why we citizens are complaining about, you know. It's like we want to regain the power that we lost, you know. It's like we just vote once per 4 years, and whenever they are in the government, they do whatever they want. I mean, they don't take into consideration our real needs and our real wants, and that's the big difference, you know. That's why it's a population Spanish revolution, but it's a citizens revolution, you know.
It's just one small thing which I find shocking is, like in Valencia, like the guys who have been even busted for being corrupt, they're almost seen as these kind of gangster superheroes, and they get re-elected for being cool.
Imagine that's amazing. Yeah.
That's
just funny. Yeah. Just a second, because I remember something that I want to say, that one of the projects that is happening right now is a walk-in from all the corners of Spain. In fact, there are like 6 walk-ins, 1 month walk-ins from Galicia, Catalonia, Sevilla, Valencia, etc., to Madrid. So every day they walk around 20, 25 kilometers, and they stop in small villages where all the information that has arrived to them by the mass media definitely hasn't been objective. So
can I just put in there, because this is really important.
Yeah.
When the 14th, Wednesday the 15th of June, there was the big vote in Barcelona. The parliament is in Parc Ciutadella, which is a very politically loaded space, because that was where the French took over and the city fell, etc. The parliament is in that building. People moved. Eventually, the next call when the Acampada broke up was, let's meet there on the Tuesday night, the 14th. Thousands of people outside the gate. Police close it off, getting ready to try to stop this vote, which was making massive cuts again, everything.
And now, even though most people were against it, they were saying, well, the government, well, we've the right to make all these cuts. And people said, we don't want this, no? Why can't we be asked if we want this cuts or not? Because that's supposedly democracy, no? That we mm-hmm. say. There was agent provocateurs, the police undercovers were put in to get it at 7:30 in the morning, create a violent situation. Then the reaction with the police, bang, 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 including rubber bullets. Telemadrid that night, they showed pictures from Greece of people with Molotov cocktails against the police and people
saying that it was Barcelona, okay?
Yeah.
Showing imagine.
Same, just saying, yes,
to
violence
show
Barcelona.
You
this
all
the
manipulation
that goes on.
Yeah. So.
Excuse me. There's a guy there.
Can I just say that there must be some minority parties in Spain.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not just one. You know, one clique of ruling parties. Have the minority parties had any? I'm just thinking of some minority parties.
Like the Green Party.
Well, I wasn't going to say the word, but there will be parties like that that people here might identify with. Did they? Mm-hmm. Did they have any in the public sphere? Did they have any influence? Did they have any moderation or anything like that?
Look, one of the main sentences of the movement, it was nobody represents us.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What was there an interface with?
But the point is that we have to think, this is really new.
Well, it's like nobody does represent us or nobody should represent us?
Well, this is one debate that is happening, definitely.
Can we let one speak,
please? Well, yeah, but what he said was not clear, so I was asking him...
No, it was clear, It was clear in the sense that, the same... okay, we say... we are looking for a new democracy and we are going to make our own democracy. So at the same time, people were saying it's a topic definitely, but a real, real democracy is one that where nobody is above me. So that's why we were always saying nobody represents us. Definitely this is a complicated thing and it can continue forever. About the point of the parties, because okay, I haven't answered you properly.
The problem is that the two things mean exactly opposite stuff. You could say nobody does represent us or nobody should represent us. They are absolutely 180 degrees opposite, and if you leave it as unclear as to which one you mean, then your meaning is completely clouded.
Mm-hmm. About the party thing, the point is that when the elections, that it was the trigger of all this, happened, this, let's call it movement, it had just 2 days. You know, so definitely the influence at that moment for the minority political parties, it was nothing, because the idea at that time it was I don't want this political system. Let's see what's going to happen the next year with national elections. I don't know. I really don't know.
I'm just trying to clarify. You do expect the democratic process to go back to elections and parties. It's just a general protest against the corruption that you've got there and the two-party system. Did you expect to use the same electoral system?
No, it goes beyond that. It goes much more beyond that. I mean, the most interesting thing for me of this is that, like everywhere in Spain, there's a lot of people that is fighting for their own goals. Okay, so here we were all together because we don't agree with this system.
What will you replace it with?
Is
there a positive vision? I'm
yeah, but wait. First of all, the system we are living in, it hasn't been built in 1, 2, 3 days. Okay? There have been really, really strong think tanks with a lot of money for decades, a lot of decades, to build the way this kind of society. So, we really think that we haven't demonstrated and we are demonstrating that something different is possible. But we always say, this goes low because we go far. Okay? There's many people like you that comes and say, hey, yeah, but please show me how it's going to be. I don't know. But the point of a resilient world, okay, it means to be ready for the new things, to be flexible, etc. You know what I mean? And in this, and just to finish, Duncan. And the point is that, as in one of the videos, one of the main philosophers of Spain said, really, doesn't matter if the banks or the governments, they want to maintain the system. It can continue. We have just one world. Okay? So, I forgot what I wanted to say.
There was an interesting... if you go to the link, like the Barcelona Transition website, you'll get the links to all the films you can watch. There's a lot more, just a link for you to look on. There's a very interesting message from, I forget his name, the guy, some like Porfir Bjarnason, the Icelandic guy, stood outside the parliament and was gone, there's something really messed up here. And just created space for dialogue outside the parliament in Iceland that led to people actually changing things around, people writing their own constitution. It was basically a message to the people of Spain. No? It's really good, but he said a really important thing. He says, so the politicians are there as our servants, not as our masters. They dictate to us at the moment. And even when we really get angry about something and tell them that we don't want something to happen, or we want something to happen depending on the situation, they don't listen because they can get away with that. Now, voting and all is one thing, but I think the more participative side is when people start taking responsibility and being active as much as possible as in our communities, together as well. So, the politicians, I think this is the point of the transition, of the steps as outlined, getting the local more people actually telling the council, etc., what they want, what the community wants, no? But at the moment, it's not working on the big levels. And if people get a little bit more organised, of course they can change it around. Of course they can. That's an absolute given. Then if it comes to eventually voting this way or that way, well and good. But they should be afraid of us because we can and should be dictating the world that we want. But for the most part, we don't, because we either believe that we can't, or we just say it's not even... don't bother even thinking about it. And that has to change because of the severity of the situation that we're in, given the economic as well as ecological crisis. Right. We have to stand up. We don't fully know. We don't have all the answers, but we've woken up and we've taken a massive step.
So the population is giving you that space to sort it out. You, as you say, you've got the people with you, and you haven't got the answers, but there is the patience to say, we're in a pile of shit. We need some time to sort it out. And that sounds really exciting, but it's the thought that you're able to almost suspend democracy by the people's mandate to say we put it on hold while we sort out what we're doing.
Well, can we continue on sorting what we really need to sort out?
Yeah.
And then eventually in a few months, because in Spain in a few months there's to be the national vote, etc., which is probably all going to lead to the super right as it's going at the moment. But in the meantime, can real communities start forming on deeper levels?
That's right.
Like that, transition is talking about the exact same thing. Like, so that's why I think for us it's just interesting to try to throw this up here.
Yeah, she was first.
So I have a question. You say, like, last Wednesday, the police cleared the plaza in Barcelona.
I mean, it was the Wednesday before. So.
Or whatever.
Around
so,
10 days ago.
A week ago.
10 days ago.
More.
So is that throughout Spain? Every square? Everybody has been cleared out? No one's on the streets now?
Mostly every square.
Okay.
This doesn't mean, because this is very important, this doesn't mean at all that we are not using squares as an agora for the people, okay?
Right.
This means that we are not sleeping.
You're not sleeping there.
Okay, but
so are people back on the squares during the day?
Yeah.
On the plazas?
Well, people are in the squares anyway during the day.
Well, they are, but I mean...
Not in the same way, because you have to think that what we have built there, they were like small villages.
Right.
You know?
But the space of us coming together to talk, to learn, to exchange, etc., etc., has gone from the right center point of the city of Barcelona, 3 million people, to 23 plus little points of decentralized, more local levels where local, stronger, deeper connections are happening at the local level.
So, what can we do who don't live there to support your revolution?
But your revolution is my revolution.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's no yours and mine. We are all in the same ship.
But
okay.
I'm not there.
Yeah, I understand what you mean.
There was, for example, when things kicked off, there was people camping outside the Spanish embassy in London for a few days in solidarity with and trying to spark something similar in London, saying, look, guys, what they're talking about is that's our world. They're talking about, you know, maybe a little bit worse. I think the crisis is hitting us worse in Spain than here. But it's the same problems, you know? In Ireland, like, it was what? Cork, Limerick, Galway, and Dublin, to a small extent, getting going. Personally, as an Irishman, I can't understand why Irish people are still just going,
yeah.
Take more and more and more. So, like, well, you go there next few days, and hopefully, you know, But like it's everywhere, you know. And it's that's why I'm saying it's not limited to Spain.
Hey, you were I'll let you go. I don't know the names. Please.
Yeah. I mean, this is really, really good. What it really reminds me of is in Argentina in 2001,
mm-hmm.
when there was exactly the same occupation of the Plaza de Mayo, 36 people killed, huge uprising.
Mm-hmm.
People banging pots and pans, cacerazzo, you see exactly the same pictures of there.
Mm-hmm.
What you found in Argentina was the slogan there was out of them all, not a single one must remain. All politicians are scum, all politicians will steal from you, all politicians are thieves. And that meant even politicians from the left were told with the same brush. And what people ended up there with was a making a real celebration of protest, but without thinking enough about, okay, what is the alternative? And what happened there, unfortunately, was that energy blew out. The politicians disappeared. When politicians would go into restaurants in December, everybody would bang the tables, fuck off, who are you, don't come in here.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very, very powerful, but what people turned was a fetish of out with you all, into a real discussion of what there was. I mean, some people created real alternatives. So workers occupied factories, like the Zanon factory, like the Brookman factory. There was the unemployed workers that created their own kitchens, their own organic gardens. They concentrated on creating their power to do things. So what is the content of the alternative being developed in Spain at the moment? Is there some sort of, we don't want them, but what is our alternative, and is this going to blow out like unfortunately it did in Argentina, because there was not enough of the alternative and too much of the fuck off, you know what I mean?
There's differences between Argentina and Spain and what happened, but also there's a lot of similarities. But I ask to myself the same question sometimes. I don't know what's going to happen, but really it's very active now in a different way. Maybe there's not, because it was amazing, and it can happen every night, like 3,000 people sitting there just making like this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's crazy. All of you, I'm sure you have made assemblies, and it's difficult.
Yeah.
What?
Are there any occupied factories, for example?
No, there's still people living in their homes.
Yeah.
Who are coming, the police were coming to drive them out of their homes.
This is very important.
We're going to stop that.
Yeah.
These kind of people have a little bit more dignity and can live a little bit longer.
Yeah.
There's talk of general strikes. There's talk of...
It was one of the
it's
biggest...
It's all negative at the moment, though. They're rejecting the current system, and there's no consensus on what's really...
Sorry.
Some people are putting their hands up and waiting to be asked.
Sorry.
And I really don't think it's appropriate for people to just speak up. Can we let Juan and Duncan moderate this and not just chip in, because it's we're trying to have a conversation here.
Thank you.
Just on the positives, people identifying spaces for local food production and making gardens, and maybe for the first time actually thinking about our dependence on oil and how we get out of this trap and what we move toward, that is extremely positive. Mm.
I don't know who was.
The other thing in the room is climate change. This is perhaps the, you know, people are getting together, getting the confidence and learning the skills to deal with that, as we're kind of planning to do that in the transition model. An alternative, to build an alternative to a corrupt system, the tools are there, consensus decision making, you know, working with that leaders, that whole kind of process which is taking place and works and can work for 6 weeks in sort of the centre of the city in Spain. When the shitstorm hits, you know, those skills are still there. So to talk about political systems in the abstract, going, we don't want this, we want what? You know, the what is coming. And so it's just skilling up at the minute of that situation, because, you know, we wouldn't be here as transitioners if we didn't know that the shitstorm was coming, you know. So it's like, it's... There's no need to go, well, it's, you know, democracy, shit, what's in its place, you know, we'll get to that.
Yeah, I think it's your turn, but before, yes, there's nobody that speaks Spanish about a part of you? Mm. Well, just here there's, in this small diary, there's a few of the main sentences that the posters that they have, and it can be fine if somebody understands it. And here there's a composition of three pictures of Plaza Catalunya. This was the first week, so the garden was very small, but later it was much, much bigger. Yeah, so, yeah.
And that's an article talk about transition in Barcelona, and just going to describe to people, more people find out about these, they're alternatives.
Yeah, please,
yeah,
go ahead.
I'm a troublemaker, so I'm going to ask you,
okay,
can you rephrase the question that was asked earlier about how can people support what's going on there? And asked you, what message would you like to receive as Transition Barcelona from Transition Totnes? What would be of value to you?
I'm not expecting any kind of message, personally speaking. The only thing I...
Can I ask you what you're expecting?
Yeah. The only thing I want at the moment is just to show you things that probably you don't know. That's it. Because I think I really believe in self I don't know how to say it, self teaching or self learning in the groups. Right now we are a group here together. Maybe we will be in our own groups, but so we thought this has been like a sort of, this look is a fantastic example of something that could happen there. Hey, so I really think that I can make a workshop of something. Automatically, this was happening. I wasn't waiting. Nobody was waiting to, okay, let's see the timetable. Maybe in 2 months, there's 1 hour to do this. So we just were, you know, the day before to come here, that 1 week before to before this meeting, we didn't know if we would come here. So we were like 1-2 days before saying, oh, we could, I don't know, maybe... do something there, and okay, for us, I wasn't expecting nothing else, anything else. I don't know.
It's strong enough that people get inspired. Brilliant. I think it is an inspirational thing that's happened. We've been inspired by other places. I think the stuff is needed. So, just for me, it's all about connections, making the connections, and seeing where that leads.
Well. First, and later, go, Joe. First, no, I'm sorry. Later,
Okay, thank you. It's a kind of reflection, I think, on seeing where some of this questioning is coming, and I'm going to make a really few dangerous generalisations based on our background and our nationalities and things like that, but I've got a little experience in the Latin world, and I did the transition train, the first one in Barcelona as well, and I made a very stupid and naive, maybe a little bit stupid statement, and I said, well, transition isn't that political. And I'm used to people walking out when I'm talking, but I have at least three or four people on this. Of course, this is fucking political. Excuse my Spanish. Yeah. And it made me realise that everything is political. And when you said 60% did not go to vote, just to make that relevant to us in England, 60% not going to vote is just, well, that's just us being English because we're a bunch of apathetic people in this room, but we're a very apathetic kind of culture. In Spain, that is a political act to not go and vote. You know, since I've been on this planet, our cousins in Spain were under a dictatorship. You know, that's the kind of change that's happened, that we just don't have a reference point in England. I really learned that there, and that was quite extraordinary. But yeah, it seems like being very, very English. Well, I suppose the reflection on me is, what should we do as English or Americans or whatever? Where the question comes from is, it'll ask us, what the hell's wrong with us that we don't? Why don't we get excited and take to the street and do this sort of thing? Yet at the same time, I also have that reservation as an English person. I have the same difficulties with seeing these sort of revolutions. And I'm always saying, what happens after them is more, immediately after them is what is as important as what happens actually at the time. So I do share where a lot of these questions are coming from. But I wonder if it's just a chance for us just to reflect back where our cultures really lead the questions that we're coming from.
Do you go now? Later. I don't know, Julia, and it's around.
And you know, it's the way we operate in transition on our scale, and in those squares. I mean, the thought of 1,000 people doing transition in terms of decision making is brilliant. I'm not aware really of much about how it works on that larger scale. Are there examples of countries working on that? Can I just
respond to that? That actually, of course, part of the point of my earlier comment about the history of Spain. In Barcelona, you had a whole industrial city organised on a participatory democratic basis rather than a representative democratic basis. And that's in living memory, because that was in the 1930s. So basically, it was split down into local communities. Every single workplace was organised on the basis of participation. Every single representative was immediately recallable if she or he did not follow the desires of the people they were representing. They had a very tight difference between maximum and minimum wages. They had a whole system of trying to plan what would be made and how it would be distributed. These things have been done before. You know, they've been done on city and broader scales, region scales.
So are there tiers of, you know, a small unit community elects a representative, and they get together in another set of bodies, and they represent, that they elect? Is it like a pyramid to a national cabinet? I'm just trying to visualise it. I mean, it sounds great, but I'm just trying to think of it. I mean, how do you see it operating? What would your ideal be? I'm enthusiastic for it. I'm just trying to picture it in my head. I'm not a very political animal.
The only thing I can tell you is definitely that we don't know what's going to happen. In every place is different. And if you can put a shape of all this, many things that has been even there for many days, they can do it. Because it's something really new for us. I don't know what to answer you. just something. I don't know when do you want to finish, but I could say maybe like 10 more minutes of questions. I don't know if it does, if it's, because not if we could be here till, and later we can
facilitate. Would you like someone to just run the taking the questions for you, or are you just...
Yeah, maybe it's better. I think it was... I don't remember your name, because plenty of names, but...
Ian, yeah. When these gatherings, when these assemblies started, has there been a lot of opposition to them? Well, I'm not talking about opposition from above, from the political establishment, but from the people around you, people with jobs, families, homes, pensions... Has there been a lot of opposition from the streets?
They were there as well.
Yeah.
You saw the dude who was making, there he is there with his megaphone saying, it's fight, this is fighting to say that we have fucking had enough of having the piss taken out of us all the time.
Yeah.
He's there with his shirt and tie after work.
Yeah, but wait, wait.
So the main mainstream group, sorry, completely involved as well, the whole society.
From my perspective, it was very representative of the wider society of Barcelona.
Yeah, it was.
At the start, not so much, but as it grew and as more people came, I get it.
Okay, we know, I'm not an expert at all, but definitely... something of the good things about transition movement is that you speak with a psychology of change, you know. And normally we are trained or educated to have fear of about changes. This definitely goes against resilience and everything, no? About what we want to do here. But of course, there were people that they were thinking, those are the same people of always, that they just have taken the square. But once they came to the square, they thought, come on, this is different. And really, I have children, and I know they will have not jobs, you know. The half of my family is... they have no job, or my neighbor is going to lose their own house. The situation is very bad. So it's like something that it grows, and at some point it must explode. I don't know. Excuse me. He goes first.
One, two, three.
She was there long time ago. But
I just wanted to answer a question that arose, like, I don't know, 10 minutes ago. But it was about, like, this way of working that we have in the organization, let's say, in the whole movement, is that it has a relation within the transition movement, because we work on a local level, but at the same time we're worried about global issues. And that's the main difference, you know? We're still deciding how are we going to move on in the future, because as we have scattered around the whole country in different neighborhoods, each neighborhood is working in the necessities that each neighborhood has, but at the same time we want to work on a global level. We want to work on like maybe do some campaigns against the bankers or whatever, or the stock exchange, or now we're working a lot on avoiding like the police to take the homes of some people that cannot pay for the bank loan. So we're doing also global actions, and I don't know, someone asked that, so I'm just answering that.
Something very nice is that every day, well, this is not nice, but every day there's people that they are losing their houses. I don't know if in the last, since the crisis started in 2007, 2008, around 200,000 houses, flats, has been taken by the banks and the people outside. Now imagine, this is massive. While in a city like Barcelona, there's 80,000 flats empty, without nobody. Okay, so just to... So something that is happening is that, come on, people is organizing to go... My neighbor is going to lose the house, so come on, all together, at 9 the police come, so we are here, we're not going to fight against the police, just, we are going to speak to the police, hey, I'm sorry, but this guy is not going to lose, this family is not going to go to the street, and well, this is happening every day. Yes, I welcome.
I just wanted to, another example of like how this has happened in history was like look at the sort of birth of America. You know, there were sort of local principles at the beginning of that process where, you know, people wanted to have that freedom. They did take away the freedom of indigenous people in the States to do that. But the noble idea of like having representatives, and obviously over the centuries that's been corrupted by capitalism, you know, and being a driving force of that sort of structure. So I was just looking at, you know, an example of how, you know, people
wanting change in the past. You know, the history is littered with that kind of examples of that, of how these things have happened.
Double glasses here. Yeah.
Sorry, I can't remember your name. Dave was asking, my understanding of it is what form of hierarchical structure was there created from this? And I was wondering if you could say something about how the commissions were set up and the different areas they were doing, and how to what extent there was a hierarchy and to what extent it was a horizontal thing.
Okay, I can explain briefly how it was working.
If I can get the, I've got the picture, I grabbed
With a map
of the structure.
Yeah, it's quite amazing. It's quite amazing. Yeah.
We have to say that with I don't know, but what I'm gonna say is like the same as the one in Madrid, but it's like amazing. Like so many people have been working on this model, like 1,000 people, like tried to decide how to call and how to organize, how to intercommunicate all these groups that have arisen, you know, because we have like General Assembly, a small like working groups for the General Assembly. We also have like the neighborhoods with each neighborhood has a working group for different tasks. So it's just a mess.
Yeah.
But people are organizing, and that's what really, really amazed me personally, you know, that they came up with this model. It seems like a whole mess, but it's working.
It's a model definitely in continuous movement. And right now, because nobody represents us, nobody's above me, so if you really want to start a group, come on, do it. The point definitely is that after a few weeks, there's so much, well, there's a lot of groups, and few of them probably, you know, so we are touching each other in the sense that we are speaking about the same thing. So come on, let's put together, and it's something like natural, it's like a sort of evolution. So we had assemblies in, I speak about Barcelona, every night, around 2 hours and a half assemblies.
That's the structural.
I got it. Next picture.
See, well, in Madrid is different, so it depends a lot on the city. Completely different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We.
It looks very organic.
Cool. So that was true at 10:30.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, because it was after we'd have normally about an hour, hour and a half of bang, 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 pots and pans
from
9 o'clock, which is brilliant because. That was such fun, you know? Fun is a really important thing. Now, but like people are coming in from Raval, which is a really, really multicultural area, coming through. People, like old people who, you know, have difficulty getting down from their apartment onto the street to go up, they come out into their balcony, their massive smile, and they bang their pots and pans, and you know that they're with you.
Yeah. Look, for example, something that happens in Barcelona, and I'm sure many of you have been in Barcelona, is that in the city center there's a lot of people from Pakistan or Bangladesh that they sell beers, you know, on the street. Mm-hmm. So definitely they wanted to sell beers also inside. So we even had translators from Pakistan that they were there with all the sound to explain them, please don't sell beer here inside if you want outside of the square. And they just sell it inside because of course, it's their job, and you can tell them, don't come here. They were selling water, cokes, but no beer at all, for example. Look.
Publicly, yes. One more question.
My question's kind of answered already.
Yes, we can answer.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
Yeah. Somebody has another.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can
I just say what an amazing way to spend an evening?